Father God, there are times when all we can do is just be in your presence and be quiet. And we recognize the things we've spoken about this morning are really difficult. They're mind-boggling. So we pray, Holy Spirit, will you lead us, guide us into all the truth? Help us to see things in the best way possible, that we might live our lives for you in a way that glorifies your name. Lord, today we surrender. We surrender our lives to you afresh. We thank you for all the gifts and abilities you've given us. We want our lives to count for you. We want to walk in the good works prepared for all the people of God. We want one day to hear your words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Lord, we do believe that we are in a battle. And as we study the scriptures together, we don't believe that everything the devil does is somehow encompassed in your will. We don't believe that as he incites people to violence, the gruesome things done in Auschwitz, that somehow you are behind that. No. We believe you're 100% good all the time. Like Anna, we say, God is in my middle, this God of love. And we sing, we dance, we revel in this life of the Son of God. We were dead, but now we've come alive through the Holy Spirit. And we know your love. So, we just are in awe of you this morning. We thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are than our thoughts. That's true. But thank you that Jesus is the exact representation of the character of God. We know that even if you're a God who changes your mind, it's because your ways are so much better than our ways. You're a big, big God. You're able to work dynamically in the world, fulfilling your purpose. We thank you that nothing can thwart your ultimate plans and that we are on the victory side. Thank you, Jesus.